Who is your favorite plant-based doctor? That's the question I asked to my Facebook group this week, and the answer just might surprise you. Hey, this is Chuck from the Brand New Vegan Podcast. I have been gone for a while. I apologize. We had to take a last-minute trip up to Washington State to help out my mother-in-law. So we've been busy and trying to get caught up and all that good stuff with the blog and everything else. But we are back today with a new podcast. And as I mentioned, we put together a question for my Facebook group. And we just simply asked, who is your favorite plant-based doctor? And I gave them 10 doctors to choose from. Dr. Grieger, Dr. McDougall. I'll go through them all. But as they went through the poll, I'm talking about my readers on the Facebook group. As they went through the poll, they added some of their own doctors that they like. And that's fine, too. All of these ladies and gentlemen are doctors. And there's 20 of them altogether. So we'll go through the list. I thought that might be kind of cool to do today. And we'll start from the bottom and work our way up to number one. All right. Now, there were 1,100 total votes. And as I said, there's 20 doctors. So here we go. Starting in number 20 position is Dr. Kim Williams. Now, you've never heard of him. And by the way, for all of these doctors, they all have websites, they all have books, they all have all kinds of stuff. I will put links to all of them down below so you can find them in the show notes. All right, Dr. Kim Williams, I've met one time at the Remedy Food Conference. That was here in Oregon on the Columbia River Gorge back in 2019. Really nice guy. I didn't get a chance to talk to him personally, but I did get to listen to him speak. Really, really good speaker. And he is a cardiologist, and he's the past president of the American College of Cardiology. So he came in at number 20 with 2 votes. Now, number 19 is Danielle Bilardo. And she's also a cardiologist in California. I don't know a whole lot about her. And anyway, she came in at number 19, and she also had 2 votes. Number 18, Dr. Alan Goldhammer. I have met him and talked to him. I had breakfast with him one morning at Remedy. And he is one of the founders of the True North Health Center in Santa Rosa, California. That was run by Dr. Goldhammer and Dr. Weil. And for a time, Dr. Clapper, Michael Clapper, I'm sure a lot of you know him. He worked there also. So Dr. Goldhammer came in at number 18 with 2 votes. Number 17, and my numbers are kind of off here. I apologize if I screw them up. 17, Dr. Milton Mills. Funny guy. I got to meet him at Remedy. We had a long conversation in the VIP room. Super nice guy. He was in the movie, I believe it was What the Health. He's a critical care physician. So he's a urgent care doctor. And he's still licensed to practice medicine. I think he's in Washington, D.C. So he's an actual MD medical doctor. Number 16, Dr. Joel Kahn. I also got to meet him at, I think it was VegFest here in Portland. Another nice guy. He's a cardiologist. He has his own website. I'll put the links to him. Oh, by the way, Dr. Milton Mills had 3 votes. Dr. Joel Kahn also had 3 votes. And see where we at. Number 15, is that 20, 19, 18, 17, 16? Yeah. Number 15 is Dr. Doug Weil. Funny guy. He has a presentation. If you haven't seen it, it's on YouTube. Look him up. He's hilarious. He had us roaring at Remedy. And he is a licensed psychologist. And he also runs the True North Health Center with Dr. Goldhammer. And he's also the psychologist for the McDougall program, too. So, very funny guy. And he had, let's see, Doug Weil had 3 votes. Number 14, Tom Campbell. Here we go. He is a doctor, a medical doctor, licensed to practice. And he is the son of Dr. T. Colum Campbell. And I'm trying to remember the movie Plant Pure Nation. There we go. So there's a documentary you can look up, Plant Pure Nation. Very good. He's one of the major players in that movie, Dr. Tom Campbell. So again, he's a regular doctor, licensed to practice. He's got 5 votes. Number 13, Dr. Brooke Goldner. And I just love Dr. Goldner. She is the smoothie doctor. She's the one that had reversed her lupus. Goodbye Lupus is her book. Anyway, 7 votes for Dr. Goldner. Very good. Give her a look on the link below. Number 12, Dean and Aisha Shirazi. I hope I pronounced that right. I do not know them. Somebody added these people, but there's 7 votes, and they're, I believe that the man, Dean, is a neurologist, and his wife, Aisha, is a medical doctor. And number 11, T. Colm Campbell himself. He's kind of like the godfather of all this plant-based eating. I think he's the one that coined the term whole food plant-based. Anyway, PhD, he's got 7 votes. What's his book? Of course, I go brain dead whenever I try to remember all this stuff. The China Study, of course. Yeah, so look up the book. It's very good if you haven't read it. Number 10, Garth Davis. He's one of the more outspoken doctors on the list. And he's been on The Doctors and had some pretty interesting arguments. And anyway, he's really good to listen to. He's all over YouTube. Take a look there. He is a bariatric surgeon. Number 9 is Cyrus, and I can't pronounce this, Kambada. You may recognize him from the Mastering Diabetes website. He's a type 1 diabetic, plant-based, whole food, all that kind of stuff. And he's keeping his type 1 diabetes in control. He still has to take insulin, but he's keeping it well under control with just his diet. A very popular website. Lots of people love him. So take a look at him. Number 9, he had 12 votes. Dr. Davis, I mentioned, had 10 votes. And Cyrus is a biochemist, by the way, along with Dr. T. Colm Campbell. They're PhD doctors. Number 8 is Dr. B. I can't pronounce that to save my life. Dr. Will B. He's the gastroenterologist. That's the gut doctor. 15 votes for him. Very popular on YouTube and the websites. Number 7 is Dr. Clapper. He's a registered physician, still in practice. I don't think as much, but he has a license to practice, and he had 16 votes. Dr. B had 15 votes, by the way. So, yeah, Dr. Clapper, very good to listen to. He's a very gentle guy. He's all over YouTube. I just love listening to him. He's the vegan doctor, too. So give him a look. Who's next? Yeah, number 6, Dr. Dean Ornish. He's another godfather of this plant-based movement. He was the first doctor to actually scientifically prove that you can reverse heart disease, and he's been on all kinds of medical studies. He's a professor of medicine at the University of California, San Francisco. He's still a licensed physician. Amazing guy. He really is an amazing guy. He had 17 votes. So, let's see, Dr. Davis at 10, Cyrus at 12, Dr. B had 15, Dr. Clapper had 16, Dr. Ornish had 17. And next up, number 5, is Dr. Joel Fuhrman. He is the Nutritarian, Eat to Live is his book, many other books. He is a licensed physician in New York, and he had 44 votes. Number 4, Dr. Neil Bernard. He's a professor of medicine at George Washington University in Washington, D.C., and he is also PCRM, Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. Amazing guy. He's done so much good for this movement. He came in at 79 votes. Number 3, Dr. Caldwell Estelton. He needs no introduction. I've met him. He's amazing to listen to. He's so articulate. He's still licensed to practice too. And by the way, when I had my stroke, he's the one I called, and he actually called me back on the phone and talked to me. So yeah, amazing guy. 175 votes for Dr. S. And number 2, Dr. McDougall. No introduction needed there. He's a licensed doctor. He's written so many books. You got the McDougall Center there going on in Santa Rosa. It's now online. 321 votes for Dr. McDougall. And I've met him many times. His son, Craig, was actually my primary care doctor here in Portland for a while. And last but not least, in the number 1 spot, Dr. Greger. He's a licensed physician. He's the owner of the nutritionfacts.org website, How Not to Die, all kinds of books. He's very popular, to say the least. He came in number 1. He beat Dr. McDougall, 370 votes. So I'll go through these one more time, and then I'll end this until next week. Well, I'll get back to my scheduled podcast I had planned. But anyway, we'll go through these one more time. Dr. Krieger, 370 votes. Dr. McDougall, 321 votes. Dr. Essie, 175 votes. Dr. Bonnard, 79 votes. Dr. Furman, 44 votes. Dr. Ornish, 17 votes. Dr. Clapper, 16 votes. Dr. B, the gut doctor, 15 votes. Cyrus from Mastering Diabetes, 12 votes. Dr. Davis, Garth Davis, 10 votes. T. Colum Campbell, 7 votes. Dean and Aisha, 7 votes. Dr. Goldner, 7 votes. Dr. Tom Campbell, 5 votes. Dr. Weil, 3 votes. Dr. Joel Kahn, 3 votes. Dr. Milton Mills, 3 votes. Dr. Goldhammer, 2 votes. Danielle Bellardo, 2 votes. And Dr. Kim Williams, 2 votes. That's it. 1,100 votes. Those are your favorites, at least on my Facebook group. If you have your favorites, let me know. Send me a text. Get on my Facebook group. Send me a PM. Email me, whatever you want to do. Anyway, that's all I got. Oh, who did I vote for? Yeah. I voted for Dr. Dean Ornish. And I'll tell you why real quick. Then I got to go. I voted for Ornish because he is the only doctor out of the society. Well, I won't say only. Dr. Goldner, she talks about exercise a lot. But Dr. Dean Ornish has this amazing four-prong approach to lifestyle medicine. And that is eat well, move more, stress less, and love more. He's the only one that incorporates all four. And stress could be a big player in weight loss or just your overall health. And I don't think enough people give it that kind of credit that it needs. I think stress is what was responsible for my stroke. I really do. And moving more, you've got to exercise. They don't talk about it. Hardly any of these guys talk about it. You've got to get off your butt, off your couch, and you got to move every day if you really want to do this right. And then loving more, there's all kinds of stuff in his book, Undo It, that I'm reading right now. Very good book about loving relationships and support and how important it is for a healthy lifestyle. So I highly recommend you look into Dr. Ornish, read his book, Undo It. He's all over YouTube as well. And that was my vote. So that's all I got for this week. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. I will be back next week, I promise, on time. And until then, we'll see ya. This is Chuck for Brand New Vegan. Thanks for listening.